Welcome to the Murphy Show with Scott and...
Noah. I ain't gonna fucking... Noah! I sound like we're fucking monster truck fucking enthusiasts.
Oh yeah, baby! Okay. No, seriously.
You know, that welding jacket I got last night, I'm gonna have to buy a new one, dude.
Welding jacket last night?
Or not the one that I got last night, the one that I had... I got, was it Wednesday? No.
That you got from them?
Yeah, it was like, I've had it for like a week and a half. Dude, that bitch needs more than staples. Like, the whole right side of it's all tore. And
I'm fucking telling you, man, what you need to do is get one of those ones that's made out of the suede.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was looking last night.
Now, hold on. Welcome to the Murphy Show with Scott and...
Noah.
Okay.
Get her done.
Now, you said you had to get a new welding jacket because
no, I was gonna get one last night, and this motherfucker hands me Tim. This jackass. I didn't even know how to respond to this. I just, I shit you not. I responded. I was like, well then, I was like, damn. Literally, I was like, oh fuck. So I go up in there and I'm like, hey, do we have any more welding jackets? And he was like, well, I mean, I don't know if we have your size. I was like, I need a... He was looking around, and he went to hand me a large. I was like, that's way too big. I was like, I need a medium. And he was like, well, shit, I don't even think the last time I ordered mediums was for a girl. I was like, oh, well, shit.
No, I think what you need to do is get one of those ones that's made of suede. I think if you get one of those that's made of suede...
See, I want to get one like that. That's like a black leather.
Well, I don't know if that's black leather or if that's made of the same material that the ones that we've been getting. It says leather, but...
Hopefully it is. It is Amazon. You order something off of there, you're liable to get the complete fucking opposite.
Well, I don't know. I've had pretty good luck ordering stuff off of Amazon, so...
Not all the time.
I said I have.
I was about to say, dude, I order something and the bitch says it ain't gonna show up. I'll cancel it, order it again, and it still shows up, but twice.
Well, I think if I get to the point that I need a new one, I think I'm just gonna get one of them suede ones. How much are those suede ones?
Depends. Average about $60.
Well, you know, 60 to 100. I need like a freaking 2 or 3X, so you know I can add on at least $10 to $15 more.
I thought you were about to say 10 to 15 pounds.
10 to 15. You want punched in the daggone throat? I'm telling you.
I was about to say, damn! Talk about looking ahead to the future, man. He said, "I'm about to go out to eat a lot." Dude, I'm one gullible motherfucker, alright?
You are?
Yeah. Because
I was on fucking Facebook.
Oh, and
Jesus.
I seen an Iron Man helmet, right? You can already guess where I'm going with this. I seen one of them fucking... Dude was welding, and he fucking talked, and the helmet closed.
Okay.
It was like a Jarvis-controlled helmet. I shit you not. Jarvis?
Jarvis.
Yes, it's a...
What is a Jarvis?
An AI. You don't know what AI is? Do you? Artificial intelligence?
See, that's the problem with the world today. Everything has got to be artificially intelligentized or whatever.
Okay.
Why don't you just say voice activated? Helmet close.
Helmet close. Because the thing's name is Jarvis.
Who is? The helmet?
No, the software that is in the helmet, the voice that talks.
The software don't have a name. The company that made it might be called it Jarvis.
Is, no, I'm telling you right now, it's Jarvis.
Look. So you mean to tell me my phone's name is Android? Is that what you mean to tell me?
That is not at all what I mean to tell you, but that's pretty funny.
I mean, you're talking about software.
Well, no, I'm saying, like...
Jarvis.
I can't even... You're gonna... I already...
But anyway,
I don't even know how to fucking make you...
You said you were gullible.
Dude, I forgot where I was going with that.
You said you were so gullible. use one Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I was searching on Amazon for like 30 minutes for a welding Iron Man helmet.
Really?
I swear to you. I was really looking. Hey, I don't give a fuck. That would be awesome. You're going to tell
I'm
me.
I'm not going to say you're it gonna, wouldn't be, but
you're gonna
why
tell me
would
it
you
wouldn't
look
be.
On Amazon? Why would you want something that is robotic like that?
Because imagine your hands are full, right?
And you just
and
say,
you got
move it.
It
closed.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to hold the metal right where it's at, and you can't do the whole head flick. You
why
know
can't
what I'm
you?
Saying? Because if you do it, you move the metal. Like, just say if you shake the metal every time you do it. All right.
Okay, but you can see through the helmet because it's an auto-darkening helmet.
Oh, really? No way.
No, I'm just saying you can see through the helmet. You may move a little bit, but not enough that you can't correct it.
Well, yeah.
With the auto darkening.
You know
helmet.
What? You're ruining my fun.
No, how am I ruining your fun?
You'd have to try it. I bet if you were the only motherfucker in there with an Iron Man helmet and you say helmet closed every time, you'd be like, all right, hell yeah, bitch. I'm an OG motherfucker. What do you mean?
I mean, get the hell out of here. It's people like you that are causing the world to have to spend thousands of dollars on needless shit.
Wow. You think that's bad?
Oh, Jesus. Here we go. What'd you do now?
You should see the stupid shit people spend money on a daily basis.
Oh, I know. And you know what the sad part is? The American people. You can put... I shit you not. You can put... You know them little one-board freaking wine board things that me and your grandfather made?
The tilted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put one wine bottle in there and it balances? You can post those for $5, $25, and $35 or $40. And it all be the same. People would spend more because it costs more.
I mean, if you make it sound sweeter and you throw this fucking... 1982 piece of wood that's been through World War III. Like, what the fuck you mean?
No, you don't even have to do that.
I mean, you'd be surprised, though. Like, have you seen that fucking modern art shit that people make?
Modern art?
Oh, my God. Dude, there are people that pay to go to a gallery of a bitch that's swinging a fucking piece of metal and smacking butter. One dude was rubbing his face on a big old mud piece of clay that was spinning in circles, and it sold for fucking millions. Swear to God. I swear. Look, we'll have to look it up.
A guy rubbed his face on a piece of mud, and it sold for millions.
Here, we'll look up funny, because I don't know how else you fucking called it. Like, one dude, bro,
modern art.
One dude jumped up a trampoline with a Sharpie in his hand. And traced his line of him jumping up the trampoline and landing back on the floor, and that bitch sold as a fucking $1 million painting. I wish I could just piss in a corner and sell it for fucking a couple mil. Like,
if
damn.
If you piss in my corners, you might have to pay a couple mil.
Oh my God. See, there's a banana taped to a wall that sold for $120,000.
A banana.
Yeah, look.
Let me see. Artist sells banana duct tape to wall for $100. Wow.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
Let's take, you know what we should do? We should get a big freaking white piece of paper.
Glue Hannah's ass to
no,
it?
No.
Oh, I got excited.
And get, I know you did. Get a piece of freaking, drink a glass of freaking Epsom salt. I'm serious.
What? Have you heard what happens to people that do that?
Hey, if you aim at the freaking board, man.
What do you mean sell aim that. At the board? That shit makes people insane.
What, Epsom salts?
Yes.
No, it don't. It causes, it's a freaking X-Max.
Oh, wait, no, it was bath salt. That's what it was. Dude. That one dude that was eating people down in Florida.
I said Epsom salts. It's a freaking laxative.
Well, see, I just saw...
Aim your ass at the fucking board and...
You said...
Don't sneeze. Don't trust the sneeze. What are you doing?
I'm trying to find stupid fucking modern art shows. Modern art shows.
Why?
Stupid. Because, dude, I want to... Oh, my God. The one I was just telling you about.
The trampoline?
Yes.
And that's art. He just does that repeatedly.
Yeah, that's art. He walks back and forth and jumps on a fucking trampoline.
So what I'm seeing here, what I'm watching, is a video of a guy at an art gallery with a large group of people, and he is literally walking back to where he starts from. He runs, jumps on a small trampoline with a magic marker in his right hand.
His mom's going to be mad at him, writing all over the walls.
I know. And running. Running in the house, writing on the walls, and jumping on a trampoline. You know.
Man has no common sense.
That's art.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nowadays...
You know what we should do?
That blows my mind. Like, what? Why would you pay $120,000 for a banana?
Why would somebody want to do? Why would somebody pay $120,000 for a damn banana?
It's gonna decay. Like, that bitch will last maybe another week. Oh, it's the memory. I would rather go and fucking do some.
Do you know what I could do with $120,000?
Dude, I could buy a really nice motorcycle.
Realize the good that you could do with $120,000?
Well, yeah, the good outcome that'll come out of my life with that.
If somebody's willing to pay $120,000, I'm willing to go and spend $10 buying fucking bananas and cardboard.
We want to be lucky enough to do that. Why can't we just? We should just go out to New York City and ask every rich person for $5. You know how much money we would end up with?
Probably not a whole lot, because anymore, the way that the country is, there's not very many freaking rich people left.
Well, not only that.
Well, not just that, but, you know, they've just told Trump he can't be there. So, I mean, we could ask for 10 from him. But he's not even allowed to own a business there anymore.
Dude, this guy just got hit by a Prius driver. Like, I'm talking about smashed, sent right off his fucking bike.
I thought we were doing a podcast.
Well, we are.
Watching YouTube videos.
I'm finding funny stuff to talk about.
Well, we could talk about you. Your nose.
And maybe the fact... Never mind, we shouldn't talk about that. We're on a podcast.
Yeah, we're on a podcast. We're not going to talk about that.
Let's not. But
anyway.
Let's not say that. All right,
so
the real...
How long has that can been sitting over there?
I just...
When? Dude, it's been setting against the outside wall. Well, no, it probably is. Oh, you just got it out of the fridge. That's why.
Well,
it's
yeah, it's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Don't say it's cold like that because you kind of sound a little.
All right. Now we'll get to the real questions that were at hand. Which one you want to start with?
No, absolutely not. No.
Yes. All right,
no,
I'm gonna ask you. You ain't interrupted me. Nope, too bad. Be quiet.
We're not.
Here
asking
we go.
Do you ever cry
during sex?
What? No. Why? Why would you? Now, let me ask you this. Let me answer your question with a question.
You can't do that.
I can do that because I'm a part of this. I can do that.
I don't believe
you.
Why
would you? Why? Actually, I'm going to answer your question with a couple questions. Number one, why would you ask me of all people that? And number two, are you looking to see if maybe because you do, it might be genetic? Is that what it is?
That's not at all what it is. That's a good counter, though. I'm not going to lie.
Why would you ask me? No, I haven't. I mean, why?
Just out of general curiosity, and for the first question, you were the only one here. Who else am I going to ask? The coffee cup?
What do you mean?
You said, why would you ask me that? Because you're the only one here.
But why is that even a question?
Because, I don't know. You ever just think about something, you're like, I wonder...
No.
You know?
I.
Just like skydiving.
Shit like that right there. Shit like that right there. I don't ask people because there's too many damn people out there that ask question that will answer your question with the question. Like, all right.
We got one more. One more.
You still ain't answered it.
I'm avoiding.
No, I'm just kidding. You're avoiding?
I'm just kidding.
You're avoiding?
No, I've never cried during sex. I was just curious. It was a funny topic.
Well, that one didn't last very long. Next.
Yeah, all right. Why do women always come home angry? Everyone knows this answer.
Why do they always come home angry? Wow. Well, let's see.
See, that's why we need a woman here to... Ooh. Okay.
What are you going to do?
I'll
are
just
you,
call mom.
Are you going to phone in a friend?
Yeah, we're phoning in a friend. Who should we call? Should we call Brandy? No, we should
no,
not.
No, let's not call her because she does come home angry quite a bit. But I think I know why she comes home angry. Let me just... Oh, good Lord. Here we go.
She's probably at work. Yeah, I got a feeling she's at work.
Hello?
Hey, are you at work?
Yep, Monday and Tuesdays.
Okay, we're doing a podcast right now, and one of the questions are, you're gonna...
Did you not hear she's at work?
You're gonna elaborate if you got time. You got time?
No.
See?
30 seconds?
I'll have to call you back.
Oh my God.
Just let her go.
Fine, love ya.
Love ya.
It's cause I'm white.
It ain't got nothing to do with your color.
It's because I'm...
Let me see your phone. Let's see who you've got in here.
There's a lot of... Dude, I named people some wild names in there.
Yeah. Let me... Should I go get my phone? Because I... Let me see. Who do I have in my phone that I could ask? Oh, I know who you can ask. Ask your grandmother. Call your grandma Jackie.
Hell fucking no. That is not the person you call randomly after not talking to for a couple of weeks. Why do women come home angry? Why in the fuck are you asking me? Are you saying I come home angry?
Call your sister-in-law, Kristen.
Oh, God. You know, I actually think that's Dalton.
Really?
Yeah, I swear.
So why don't you ask him?
Yeah, that's Dalton. I mean, that is a... If anything, he might know, yeah.
Dude, is that all the louder your phone gets?
Yeah, it's a piece of shit. Speaker's down there. Watch, one time he ain't gonna fucking answer. Any other time this jackass answers.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, he's just ignoring us. Well, anyway, I guess we'll just have to answer that one later. But let's speculate as to why we think women come home angry.
Oh, God. Men's version of why.
A man's version of why. Okay.
Because you're alive?
No. I will tell you why I think Brandy comes home angry. Here's the reason I believe Brandy comes home angry. Brandy being my wife. She comes home angry because she has to deal with your sister. She doesn't want to come home and deal with it. You know what? Let's talk about that for a minute.
God. Okay? Oh, God.
Let's talk about that for a minute. If anybody listening to this could clue me in as to why it's like this, please do, because I am lost. Okay. She's 16 years old. Going to be 17 in August, and I have had to get on to her 4 times in the last 4 days for having food not just in her room, but in her bed. When I say food in her bed, I'm talking the first night, the first day that I went in there.
It's the rebellion teenager
phase. It ain't got nothing to do with fucking rebellion. I mean, this is just nasty. I mean, why do you have to tell a 16-year-old girl, a girl, to go get her nasty butt in a freaking shower? Why would anybody want to be that daggone bad? Why would you have to tell a girl to go get her butt in the shower because she smells like a...
He said fucking hot air in your shit.
She smells like a foot.
He said, I'm airing your shit out, literally.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Okay. I go into her room, and she has pudding cups that have been eaten out of. She has, what are those things that was in there? Them bread, Hot Pockets.
Some bread. You have to ask yeah. every time.
Those, they were muffins, the uneaten fucking quarters. She had uneaten corners of Hot Pockets.
She had muffins.
She had a muffin, a cupcake. Tub of ice cream that...
Actually, that was gelato.
What is gelato?
I don't know. Apparently, it's different than ice cream.
Okay, whatever. Ice but cream. It was out of the damn freezer.
It's that bougie it, shit.
Yeah, bougie stuff. Whatever. Muffins. What's those? A croissant. There was a half-eaten croissant. Stop,
you almost
croissant.
Made me drop my croissant.
Okay. So, make her clean that junk up. Then go in there the next day, and yet again, a pudding cup that was empty. Don't know where in the hell the damn spoon was. Maybe somewhere in the blanket staying warm.
I wouldn't be surprised. No,
then there was...
One time I went in there, she was cuddling with Nutella.
Cuddling with Nutella?
Yeah, I swear to God. I went in there and she had a fucking thing of Nutella just like this. Like bitch, what? You if you get hungry... Oh. Said, oh, cool. Night snack. Said, I never laid with anyone that tasted so good.
I mean, why do you have to tell a kid to stay out of their room with food? I mean, I understand, you know, you carry a snack cake in there, but you bring the trash back out. She doesn't. She just throws it in the floor.
I mean, it'd be different if she fucking, like, went in there and had disposable shit and, like, a little trash can. And threw it in a trash can.
Dude,
but it's 13, everywhere.
She has a 13-gallon trash bag that is overflowing with stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it wouldn't be as bad if she would fucking...
If she would empty the daggone stuff out of her room.
Yeah, I mean, not throw it all over the place. But then again, it's Hannah we're talking about.
I mean, I don't understand it. I can understand a kid's room being dirty. And I can understand she's 16 years old. She wants to try different clothes on. But my God, when you try some clothes on, don't just throw them in the floor and then walk on them.
She wears like fucking three different
She wears like three outfits
clothes,
a freaking
yeah.
day.
For no reason. You know that saying.
And then
that
she
they
throws
say.
Them in the floor and walks on them and then can't figure out why we tell her she smells like a foot.
Bitch, you stink. Why? Look at your room. I wonder how long that'll last.
What?
Her room being clean.
I don't know.
I think that's the first time it's ever been that clean.
And the only reason we know that it's clean is because I had to take the door. I had to take her door
Dude,
off
Dude, I ain't
of
gonna
room.
Lie. I thought Brandy was gonna get in your ass for that. I was surprised she didn't.
Well, I mean, she goes in there and she locks the door. And says it's because nobody knocks.
Mm-mm. Not because no one knocks. Because, sir, you do not know how to mind your business and knock on a door.
I don't know how to mind my... Well, the last time I checked, I pay the majority of the damn bills in this house. And when somebody pouts all the time and goes in their room and locks the door... Why?
I mean, she literally lives in there. Like, I don't understand.
She came out last night and she goes, hey, your TV isn't working either? I kid you not. I said, no, it's not working because it was loading.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spinning, doing circles and donuts and stuff. And I was like,
spinning.
Wait a minute. My TV's not working either. Are you in there watching TV? She goes, I unplugged mine. I was like, oh, okay. So I get up off of the couch, I throw my soda can away, and this is when I said I was going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I walk down the hallway, glow from her room, and I'm looking, and I'm like, what the? I looked, her TV was on, and I said, Hannah, I thought you said you unplugged your TV. Well, I just plugged it back in. How did you just plug it back in?
If
you were standing in there talking to me. I said, you are a liar. I said, you wouldn't tell the truth if it knew it was going to save your life.
Yeah, no,
so
I know.
So I go into the room. I call Brandy. Her and I are talking because she's staying away working and watching her sister's house. I come back out because I wanted to get me a bottle of water to have while I was laying down. And I notice the glow from her room. And I turn around and she's got freaking food in her room again.
I thought it was her. Oh, yeah, that was the story you fucking told. But rewind a little bit. Is she supposed to have her laptop?
You know what? At this point, Noah, I'll be honest with you. I don't care if she's got her laptop. I don't care because Brandy has already said she's not doing anything this summer because she can't go anywhere because nobody wants her around anymore because she steals.
She
lies.
You want to know something? Speaking of, you remember that vape that I told you I lost, right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, dude, this shit makes no fucking sense. Like, I'm telling you, makes no sense. Because I literally ripped this fucking room apart. Like, I'm telling you, I ripped this bitch apart. And I know I looked over there because I plugged my damn charger in every fucking night.
Let me guess, you came home last night and it was there?
Yeah. Dude, I shit you in such an obvious spot that I know I would have fucking seen it.
Where was it setting? Because when I come in here last night and I sat your mail down, the only thing that was there was that tin.
You wanted to see it from where you were.
That tin that you are using for your trash and...
The GoPro thing?
I think.
It was over there.
But that's all that was on there.
No.
Where was your vape at?
Okay, say this is my bed, right?
Yeah.
It was literally on the floor right down here by where I plugged my fucking phone in.
Up there?
Yeah.
Against the wall?
No, not against the wall, on the floor.
That's what I'm saying. It was up there by the wall under the
bed.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, I moved that fucking bed, the bed frame out of my way. Like, I moved everything and it was there. And I'm telling you right now, it was not there. I literally seen it and I was like... There's no goddamn way.
And that's it.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I did not fucking, like, I know it wasn't there. Like, I even looked in the pillowcases, because last time it got stuck in the pillowcase.
Yeah.
But no.
Dude, I'm telling you, we either have a ghost or somebody in this house.
Is grabbing shit. And I feel like if anything, if she did grab it, she knew I fucking knew it was gone. And she knew that I knew it would only been her that took it. But that shit right there had me second guessing, like...
You came in there and was looking, and you told me...
I literally
looked. That you moved the bed, because I heard you in here moving stuff. And when you came in there, I asked you what the...
I looked in the kitchen, the fucking living room, my bedroom. Literally looked everywhere. And then, poof, it pops up under my bed. That's what I'm saying. Made no damn sense at all. Somebody's got some sticky fingers around this bitch. I'm gonna break them. Cut them right off.
If I catch someone
taking my shit, they're going to get it. They're going to get their hand, Chris.
Have at it, because you could put $100 bills right into, I ain't going to touch it.
That's what I'm saying. I know I wouldn't have to worry about it. And the shit with, like, all them quarters and shit. I mean, I took most of them back, but, dude, I had probably, like, $20-something dollars in fucking quarters in there. And when I asked her for them, she pulled them out of her fucking little handy purse that she just took to school.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, that money is not for you to spend. That money was just to... You wanted to keep it in your room. I was like, all right, do your fucking thing. I don't care.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, it's just irritating. Very irritating.
The thing that I can't figure out, Noah, is at 16 years old, and it's not just her. I think it's teenage kids in general. They have no care for anybody except for themselves. And it's, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but it's my generation's fault because we let them get away with this stuff.
Not necessarily. It's but not necessarily you letting them get away with it.
But you know something? I'm part of Generation X, and Generation X is, you know, just like everybody has said, we're like, you know, we were the last generation that believed in fuck around, find out. You know?
Yeah.
We were the ones that, you know.
You did something wrong, you got your ass whooped, and no one sat here, oh, fucking 911, CPS. Nowadays, it's all fucking, if anyone, dude, if your kid's crying in a store and you say, I'm going to whoop your ass, if you don't, they're going to call CPS.
Well, see, and, you know, that's I understand that there are some people that abuse their children, and I'm not saying that there isn't. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the government has put their nose into everybody's freaking lives to the point where you can't even discipline your kid anymore. You know, and the cops say, well, if you do that again, we're going to have to arrest you. Well, arrest me now then. Because I need to be able to discipline my kids. I need to be able to teach them the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah, but discipline compared to now and then, the reason why people can't discipline their kids the way they did before is simply for the fact of, like you said, people are sticking their nose in business that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to sound dumb, but if Hannah, dude, if you would get on to Hannah one time, one good fucking time the way that you used to, guarantee that would probably have a good outcome.
Nope. Already done that. That's where I don't know if she realizes. With you guys, I could raise my voice. You guys would listen. Okay? With her, I've raised my voice. Brandy has raised her voice. We have taken stuff from her. We have kept her from going places. And at this point, there's just, I'm past the point of yelling and taking stuff from her. You know, like I told her last night, do you know the definition of insanity?
You said that to her last night?
I asked her that.
And what she
said? I said the definition of insanity is continuing to do the exact same thing and expecting a different result. And, you know, and I told her last night, I said, do you know the difference between ignorance and stupidity?
She's got a little
she
bit of
She said,
both.
No, they're the same. I said, no. Ignorance is doing something wrong. Not necessarily wrong, but something that could hurt you or wrong. And not knowing better. That is ignorance. Stupidity is knowing if I continue to pull on this cord, this 180-pound object is going to fall and hit me in the head.
But I'm going
to
do it.
Continuing to do it. That's just stupidity. You know, stupidity is, well, I know if I take this food in my room, I'm going to be in trouble.
But I'm going to do it.
But
anyways.
I'm going to do it anyways. That is stupidity. That is not ignorance. It was ignorant the first time you did it. But after you were corrected, you knew better at that
point. See, I feel like she literally just does it to see if she can get away with it.
Well, like I told her last night, if you want the attention, you're going to get you want attention, you're going to get attention. It may not be the kind of attention you want.
No.
But
and the sad part is, attention. Though, she probably won't even fucking learn from that. Like, I genuinely feel like her and Ben aren't going to last. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I feel like she's going to end up going and fucking, by the time she hits like 17, 18, she's going to try and find someone that's going to take care of her ass. So right when she hits 18, she's out.
Oh, I told her last night she is. I told her the day before you turn 18, you need to pack your stuff. Because the morning you wake up, you will wake up and I will escort you to the door. And I will set your stuff outside the door and you are on your own at that point.
Yeah, I mean, when you take...
Because...
She's taking granted for all the shit that she's had.
Well, like, we took her in 4 years ago. She came to us with nothing more than... I believe she had a tank top, pair of shorts, and a pair of sandals.
Now
the shower
got...
shoes. Okay, now hold on.
That shit's
and
wild.
Her underclothes.
That's wild.
That is what we got her in. That is what she came to our home in. She had nothing in her hands. This was in September. She had no coat, a tank top, a white what people would call wife beater style tank top with underclothes. Okay? Now the girl has so many clothes that on Friday she got 6 trash bags of clothes out of her room.
Not counting what's already downstairs.
Well, I'm not even, I'm talking about stuff that she has been wearing lately. And some of the stuff she said, well, Dad, it's too small. I said, well, if it's too small, why are you keeping it? Because it's mine. Get rid of it. I told her, I said, get rid of the stuff that don't fit you. She lined up her shoes, and they were 3 wide, heel to toe, down our hallway, which is at least 15 feet.
She literally had enough shoes to last fucking 2.5 months.
Yes.
That's fucking wild.
And I understand that it's not just about the material stuff.
But it's the fact that she came from literally fucking absolutely nothing but damn near the skin on her fucking teeth.
I mean, she had the bare minimum amount of clothing on for the time of year that she came because it was warm that day. And now she's got so many freaking clothes. The girl doesn't need for nothing. 9 times out of 10, she says she likes something. Brandy goes and gets it for her. So she wants for nothing.
Which, she kind of burnt that fucking bridge.
Well, we'll see.
Because, dude, think about it. All the shit you guys bought her for fucking Christmas, I don't even think I've seen any of it
since. Well, like I said, we're talking about material stuff, but the girl...
She doesn't take care of shit, is the point.
But here's the thing. And I've asked her, and I'll ask you, how many times if you're hungry do you have to go in there and there's nothing to eat? How many times have you ever come in my home and there was never anything to eat?
There never, not once, a single point in my entire life.
How many times have you come in here and all we've had is water to drink?
Once again, never.
Okay.
There's always something else. Even if it's just fucking Kool-Aid and sugar, there's still something else.
Well, that's the thing. And the home that she came from, she said that they didn't even have a refrigerator. If they wanted cereal, they had to go buy the cereal, and they had to buy the milk
for the time that they're going to eat. See, yes. That's what I'm saying. Someone that comes from shit like that, you'd think they'd be more grateful, but I more think like she's taking advantage.
Well,
of it.
But my thing is how can you take advantage of that when you come from? I understand you come from nothing. So, you realize that you can survive on nothing.
You want to know why? And I'm going to be straight.
The girl was 14 years old. 14 or 15 years old before she knew she got money every month. 14 or 15 years old, and she had been getting it since I don't know when. But according to the stories that I've been told, she has gotten it all of her life. Because her dad. You know, her mom and her dad were never married. And her dad gets Social Security. So she was getting what would be considered a child support check. And it comes to her. You know? Or something to that effect. She gets some kind of money. And she was 14, 15 years old. And we mentioned, well, it's your money. And she's like, no, it's not. This is your money. No, this is your money. How do I have money? So we had to set her down and explain it to her. And when she came to us, she had F's, the occasional D. Now, she just got her report card, I believe it was last week or the week
before.
Worst
grade was a C.
No, it was a D. She did have a D, but she was upset with herself over that D.
Yeah, but the simple fact is it's only one D and not all F's. It's A, B, C, fucking one D.
Because we're spending time trying to help her. And all we ask for, and what it boils down to, is some respect. Which... Respect to listen to us, but, you know, I guess, like I talked to her, and like I got onto her last night, you know what? I'm asking her to respect me, and apparently she doesn't even respect herself. And when I say she doesn't respect herself enough to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. But then again, there's really nothing you can do. You've already kind of tried fucking everything you can.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's just the irritating part of it all is she doesn't look at it like she did something wrong. She looked at it like he's being a fucking asshole.
Well, she can look at it however she would like to look at it, but I'm here. I'm trying. Brandy's here. She's
been trying for 4 years.
Yeah, you're here, and you have talked to her. You have taken her places. You have done things with her.
I've even tried.
You have tried, and I don't understand, and I don't know if it's just her or if it's kids in general, but I think what it all boils down to is lack of respect. And I understand, like I was saying earlier, I understand there are people that, you know, should not be parents because they're mean.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, they don't
give a
fuck about
their
kids.
They beat on people, yeah. And, you know, but by no means or stretch of the imagination have we done that.
Fuck no. Hell no. Okay. If anything, you've been fucking an old softy to her.
Well, don't call me that.
What else do you want to call it? You've been a damn softy to her.
Because I know where she came from.
That's what I'm saying.
Had we gotten her and been raising her like you guys, she may not be this way.
I can tell you now she wouldn't. Okay. She would not be.
But I don't understand how you can have such a lack of respect for yourself.
But when you grow up for fucking 12, 13 years and it's a fuck everybody, including it was just a fuck everything attitude, you kind of get used to living like that.
Well, you may, but at what point does a person get tired of living that way? At what point can a person get
tired of living? See, I would say whenever someone realizes they have it good, but
well,
she has it fucking good. Like, I mean, she don't know it, but I'm wanting to give her a fucking vehicle for free. I mean, it ain't the best, but
no,
still
but
saves you. Saves you money on having to fucking go and find something, and you'll be able to get back and forth to work for a little bit. I mean, not perfect, like I said, but still, it's something that is being fucking handed to you.
My biggest issue, I don't know if it, and it's, I would like to say that it's probably the way she came up for the first 12, 13 years, but I don't know that it is. I really and truly don't know that it is, because there are people out there, and I look at people with their kids out in public, and their kids are telling them, I want this, and the parents say no. So what does the kid automatically revert to?
Throw a fucking fit.
Throw in a fit, and mom and dad give it to them to shut them up. Where, in my opinion, mom and dad ought to just knock the living shit out of them.
Yeah, whoop their goddamn ass. If you want to cry, I'm going to give you a reason to. But see, that's the thing. Back in the day when you were in the middle of a fucking store and your kid acted up, you could pull your damn belt off and whoop their ass right there and no one would say nothing.
Well,
but now it's, you're abusing your child. Someone call 911. You can't do shit. Even behind closed doors, if your kid walks outside and they got a bruise on them from you whooping their ass.
Well, you know, I get what you're saying, but I also think that somewhere along the line, somebody has overstepped.
Multiple people have.
The government has overstepped and put restrictions, but I still believe that you can discipline your kid, but there is a fine line. And I know when you guys were kids, that fine line was you could yell at your kid, and you could spank your kid, and you had 1 inch above to 1 inch below the buttocks, okay, to hit them.
Nope.
But you could not whoop and yell at the same time because that was considered child abuse. Because that's dual punishment. So I wonder if... You know, it could still be that way.
I doubt it, but it could be. I mean, I don't think it is, though. I'm telling you, the world has become such fucking full of whiny bitches and shit. Like, The moment they said that you can identify yourself as a frying pan and a cat and they put litter boxes in the bathroom is the moment I realized the world was going to shit.
Oh, it's been going that way. Let me tell you something. If one of my kids would ever come in this house and say they identify as a cat, I'd get a gun and shoot him. Because I don't like cats.
You said, all right, motherfucker, we're going hunting. You better start running.
No, but...
moving target.
What?
Yes, what? That's what I'm saying. It makes the world's just fucking... it gets worse and worse every day.
You can identify as a cat, and, you know, if I was a custodian at a school...
What are your pronouns?
Pronouns?
Yeah.
What are mine?
Yeah.
I'm a man.
He's a man.
Is that what you're looking for?
No, what they say, like, I saw a video of this girl sitting in class, and the teacher said, she, like, where's she at talking about this girl? And the girl was sitting there. She was like, I don't go by that. I go by they and them. And the teacher was the teacher was like, that makes no sense. You literally can't go by they and them. They and them are multiple people.
Correct.
And the girl was like, the teacher said, you have to go by she. And she was like, no, I go by they and them. Those are my pronouns. I am they and them. And, dude, it was basically just a bicker back and forth. But that's what I'm saying. People will hold their fucking ground on something so goddamn stupid.
Well, I mean, it's good that they hold their ground, but on something that stupid...
it makes sense.
Here's the thing. God created two sexes, man and woman.
What is it? Adam and Eve, not Adam
and
Steve?
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? Well,
what's one for women?
Rachel and Eve.
Well, that's not catchy.
I don't know.
Fuck.
But it doesn't matter, you know. He created two.
Oh, that's you moving.
He created two sexes, and, you know, okay, if you want to identify as something, you're a human. How can you identify as a cat? You know what? I'll tell you what. If that's the case, my 9mm, it identifies as a soup sandwich. Tell me I can't carry my soup into a store. Come on.
Hey, let's go somewhere and video. And when they tell us, like, let's go somewhere where they do the she, they, them shit, where they identify certain shit. Okay. And you walk around with a camera and let's pull that if they tell you to turn it off.
You gotta turn your camera off?
You can't say
what
that
camera?
To him. He identifies as a camera. You can't tell him that.
You can't tell him. He don't have a camera. That is not a camera. That is not a camera. That is a snow globe.
I'm genuinely curious on how they would respond if we did that. Dude, I feel like if we went out to one of those, that would end so badly.
I mean, come on.
Our opinions would piss people off, but that's all right, because, you know.
Well, the thing is...
it's America, motherfucker.
Well, here's the thing. I'm all about people having their rights and their say. Okay? If you want to be... if you want to identify as a freaking Toyota Corolla... have at it.
But that's like
saying...
but
don't try to sell me that book. Because I'm not going to buy it. You are a living, breathing creature that God made.
I mean, that's like saying this coffee cup needs human rights. Like, that should be able to vote.
Well, it should. Because it's a veteran cup.
Get the fuck out of here.
But, no, but don't try to sell me that. Don't, no. You know,
the problem.
If you want to identify as a woman, by all means, have at it. But you look like a man, and when I call you sir, you try to correct me and say, ma'am, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say, so, what do you got, bud?
So, what do you got?
I'm a ma'am. No, you're not. God created you as a man.
He said, oh, right in the roast beef sandwich.
But, I mean, it just, people are stupid. And then they want to... schools. You know, I heard that they told this janitor that he had to... Or the school board had to put a litter box in the bathroom because some of the kids identify as cats. Get the hell out of here. If they identify as a cat, then call the freaking Humane Society and have them, what is it, spayed and neutered? Because I'll be honest with you, if you want to identify as a cat, I don't want you to pollute the rest of the world's gene pool.
In my opinion, if you want to identify as anything other than a fucking human being, you should lose all your rights. If you want to identify as a cat, you should lose every fucking right you have. Yeah. A cat can't go get a job.
Right. A cat can't get a job.
A cat can't do shit but be a pet to somebody. If you want to fucking be a cat, be a pet. Yeah. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but I'm sure there's fucking...
You know what? Here's a question for you. If you've got a kid that identifies as a cat and you sell them... No, seriously, let's think about this. If that's the game they want to play, let's play. Let's play. I will sell you my cat for $2,000. If that's the game they want to play, I will sell you my cat for $2,000. And when they arrest me for human trafficking, I can't be arrested for human trafficking. Because that person, that is not a human. That is a cat. I mean, if they want to play the game, let's play.
Seriously. That game, like, way out of left field. That's wild. Seriously. You do hold a logical point. I'm not going to say you don't.
You can't arrest me for human trafficking for selling my kid. And I'm not selling them on the black market. I'm advertising selling my cat.
You post that shit, say I'm selling my cat. People are wondering what the way he identifies as a cat. He's an... Oh. I ain't even... Dude, that's fucking...
Let's go. You want to play? Let's play. I'll play by your rules. But you better be a couple steps ahead because I'm just that asshole.
Imagine that court case.
They would have to throw it out. I mean, come on. If that person identifies as a cat, you cannot get me for human trafficking. Well, that person is a human. That was your kid, and that was a human. No, that used to be my kid, but my kid died, and this cat took its place.
Started identifying as a cat. Dude, I saw a fucking... I know it's bad to say it was a funny video, but it was fucking hilarious. It had me dying. There was this video of this dad that, like, got his son, men's Dove wash shit. And his son was, like, transitioning to be a woman. And he's, like, fucking 13, 14 years old. Fucking, he opens the door and he says, the dad takes it and he says, "Here's some men's Dove soap for you, because you're a fucking man." And threw it at him. And he was like, "You smell like shit. And also, you're a fucking man." And slammed the door on him. And the kid just goes,
"Okay. You said 13 years old. There should be no way."
Yeah, I know. Because
at that age, that a kid should be able to
transition.
That should not be allowed.
I disagree with it, because you know how many videos I've seen online about people who have transitioned at fucking 13 and now they're like 25 and they're like, "It was the worst decision I ever made."
Yet again.
So I'm saying, people make fucking out of nowhere, "Let's do this" ideas, and then they'll realize down the road, "Oh God, this was not smart."
Yeah.
But I feel like that's more of a peer pressure thing.
And that's the problem, I think. Again, that's a problem that America has. People feel they've got to do something to fit in. You know what? Why can't people just be happy being who they are? Why can't you be happy being who you are?
You want to know what that is right there?
Jealousy.
No, world peace.
World peace?
Being happy who you are, then the fighting would stop. Everyone's always fighting because they're always worried about everyone else. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. If families. families are, there are more families broken up, number one, because of jealousy. One
family, jealousy is a big
one. Jealousy is a big one. And two, people like me. Okay, people like me will look at somebody when they come up and want to be in my business and say, stay out of my business. Stay out of it.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It's my business. You know, if I want to know how Johnny's doing, I'll go ask Johnny. I'm not going to go over here and ask Lucy. And there are more freaking people in America today that will ask you a question to get information to go and run their mouth about you.
Yeah, see, that's why you don't make friends everywhere.
Nope.
90% of the people nowadays, that's why trying to find a fucking relationship nowadays is fucking hard.
True.
You can't tell whether or not they're actually fucking...
Brandy and I have been married for 20,
you're old.
Man, we're old.
Yeah.
We've been married for 13, going on 14 years. I couldn't imagine being in the dating scene right now.
Dude, you wouldn't be able to do it, I'm telling you. You'd end up next fucking Ted Bundy.
No, I wouldn't. Oh. I wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, you wouldn't be that bad.
No, I mean, okay. I wouldn't go killing people and stuff. But you're
very convincing.
I wouldn't go killing people and stuff, but at the same time, I mean, come on.
Yeah, nah, dating scene nowadays is fucking nothing, but you think you can trust someone till you know you can't.
Well,
which,
you know,
does not take very long.
You know something? I think that the dating conversation needs to be on our next one, because I'm looking and we are at almost 59 minutes, so we need to wrap this one up.
All right. Well, hope you guys enjoyed it. Fucking, yep. And yeah, that's how you do it.
This is our first one, so if anybody got any questions or comments or conversations that they'd like to hear our opinions on, we're just a couple guys that live in the woods and...
That just sounds wrong.
A little bit opinionated.
That sounds bad. We just live in the woods. Don't worry about us with recording softwares and shit.
Yeah.
All right, Murphy, show out of here. Peace, y'all.